Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Mary Smith
preacher for the hour, and I want you to know that Jesus is Lord. He is King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. I am going to proclaim today that he has not some power, but he has all power in his hand. And the word of God let us know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. We are coming live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God gets the glory, we get the honor, and where he gets the praise. Again, I say unto you that he is able, Jesus Christ is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Again, we'd like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast. And we want to preach today and teach a little bit from 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And our topic today is the widow's oar. The widow's oar. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophet unto Elijah, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him thy son to be bondsman. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, thy handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a We see the word of God. As we look into this book, as we look into the book that giveth life, as we look into the Bible, the word of God, which is our guideline, as we look and we see of the word of God, and it tells us about this widow woman, this woman that had two sons, a woman that was the wife of a prophet, and the man of God had died. The man of God had lived a life so that he could live again. The man of God feared God while he had breath in his body. But yet, because of the fact that he was no longer with that wife, he was no longer with those two sons, they did not have what they needed to sustain them. And the word of God let us know, as she had gone to Elisha and was beginning to let Elisha know what was happening to her, that she did not have the money, that she did not have what she needed in order to take care of her and her son. And because she didn't have the money that the creditors, the people that she owed, was going to come, and they was going to take her two sons and going to make them bondsmen. You can identify with what this woman was going through. You can see the fear. You can see that she, the word of God said that she cried. In other words, that she cried, she shed tears, she was in grief, she was in sorrow, she was in pain because of a fight that she didn't know what to do. I don't know whether or not there had been a time in your life that you did not know what to do. You did not know how to turn to the left or whether to turn to the right. But yet, because of the fact that she was left with those two sons and she didn't have any money, she didn't have anything, she said. She said, all I have is some oil. But God will provide. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. She feared because of the fact that not only had her husband had died, husband wasn't there anymore to hug her, to assure her, to encourage her, to let her know it's going to be all right. He was no longer there. And because of the fact that she was left with these two sons, then the bondsman, the creditor, was going to come and take her two sons and make them bondsmen, make them pay for what she did not have, make them pay for what her husband did not leave her. So therefore, we see here why she was shedding tears. We see here why she cried, because it said now there cried a certain woman, and identifies her as being that woman of a prophet. And because of the fact that he was gone, as we said, and she didn't have any means to take care of herself, there are many people today that have lost their husband or they lost their wife. And they cannot make it. They can't. If something happened wherein it may have been two people that was working in the house, or that may be one person that was able to provide a means to take care of what was going on in the household, and was able to take care of the bills. But then she found herself that she wasn't no longer able to depend on her husband. But yet she knew that her husband was a prophet. And she knew that her husband was a man that feared God. I believe when I began to think of the scripture wherein David said that I have been young, but now I am old. But never have I seen the righteous forsaken or at sea begging bread. So therefore, I believe in the name of Jesus that God was not going to leave her, and God will not leave her. He will not leave her, neither will he forsake her. But I thank God that she was able to go to the man of God and let the man of God know what was happening in her life. The man of God who had power, the man of God that had authority, the man of God that had faith. So she had gone to the man of God. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what has thou have in thy house? What hast thou in thy house? And she said, thy handmaid has not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Sometimes we don't know what we have. We don't really acknowledge aware of what God has given us. Sometimes we look at things and we look at things of no value. And yet when we can depend on God, when we can trust God, God will let us be able to make a way when it seems to be no way. He asked her, What do you have in your house? And she replied, she don't have anything in the house save the oil. So therefore, he began to be able to move in a direction that was going to call her to not to be penniless, or not the creditor to come and to take away what she had. You may have been at a time when the creditors have called you on the phone and said, I'm going to come, and if you don't pay this bill, if you don't pay this car note, I'm going to come and I'm going to take your car. Or I'm going to come and I'm going to take your truck. Like if you don't pay this mortgage on this house, I'm going to come and I'm going to take this house, and your son's going to get out, or you're going to have to get out because you don't have the money to pay. So it was in that day, in that time, because of the fight, that they did not have what we call today a phone to pick up. to for someone that a creditor to come to call and to make threats or to tell them what they're going to do, they came and they told, let them her know that we're going to take your son and they're going to pay his debt that you cannot pay. Your son's going to pay the debt that your husband did not pay. So therefore, Elisha, knowing that God has a plan, Elisha knowing that God has a way that is mighty sweet, a God that are able to make provision and to provide. He knew that God is a God that will not forsake her. So therefore, he began to move in faith. And you may say, Dr. McCoy, what is faith? How can I move in faith? The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, she didn't see anything. She didn't see anything in her house. She didn't see the value of what she had. But yet, faith is believing God. God, you don't see that God has already moved. You don't see what God's going to do in your home or how God's going to pay that note on your home or how God's going to pay that note on that car or whatever it is. That child may be need money to go to school, may need money to go to college, whatever it may be. You may not see that, but you have to have faith in God to know that God will answer your prayer. You have to have faith in God to know that I don't see it, but because of the word of God, I'm going to stand on the word of God. The word of God says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So therefore, you're going to have to stand on the word of God. I don't know who's listening to me today, but I know that there are people out there that need to know that God will not leave them nor forsake them. They need to know that God is their shepherd. If you just trust the Lord, if you let God be the head of your life, the word God says, seeking first the kingdom of God, seeking first the kingdom of heaven, and all of these other things will be added unto you. So therefore, the woman of God seeks the man of God for guidance because she did not know what to do. So therefore, it let us know that we need to seek the face of God in times of trial, in times of tribulation, in times of affliction, in times of worry, in times when we're crying and don't know what to do. We need to seek the face of God so that we don't have to be like others that do not have their trust and their confidence and their faith in God. So here, this woman of God told the prophet Elisha that all she had was a pot of oil. What do you have in your house? What is it that you have that you don't know or can understand the move of God? What is it that you have on the inside? Do you have faith and confidence in the Almighty God? Do you know that God is able to fight every battle for you? What is it that you have? Do you have the confidence in God that he's able to bring you out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm? This is the faith, this is the confidence, this is the assurance that you have to have in the Almighty God. So Elisha told her, he said, go and borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow it, not a few. So I want you to borrow vessels, empty vessels. And I want you not just get a few of them, but I want you to get many of them. I want you to get all that you can borrow. And when thou come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy son, and shall pour out unto all those vessels and thou shalt set aside that which is full. As you pour it, set it aside. Get another one. Fill it up. Keep filling every one because you borrowing. I've told you to borrow many vessels. I told you to go and not just get a few, but I want you to go and I want you to borrow. So after you've gone and after you've borrowed, I want you to keep pouring, pouring until they get filled. All the vessels, all that that you have borrowed, I want you to fill them up. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her son, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. That means that the oil was still coming out. The oil, remember, she didn't have but one pot of oil. But she told us, instructed her son, to bring me, to bring her another vessel. Bring me yet a vessel. That means it's still, the oil still was coming out. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And when they told her that, then the oil stayed at that time. It stopped. And she came and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil. You have to have a vision. Without a vision, the people will perish. You have to believe God. You got to know that God will move on your behalf. You got to know that God will fight your battle. You got to know that God will take care of you. There's a song that says the Lord will take care of you. And when we read in Matthew, that sixth chapter, and in the Lord's Prayer, it says, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And here we see that God will give us what we need. He will give us our daily bread. Give us our daily bread. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Not only in the natural, not only in materialistic things, God will make provision. God will give us what we need. He will give us that daily bread. He will give us the natural in order to sustain us. He will give us that spiritual in order to cause our faith to go to the next level. He will forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. And then the word of God let us know that lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God because of the fact that woman that did not have anything, because she knew who to turn to. She was able to be sustained. She was able to sell the oil and pay her debt. Somebody out there today needs to know that your debt and the things that you're going through, that God is a God that will provide. Don't worry, but be happy, because God is in the blessing business. That the Bible says that he will open up the windows of heaven. He said that he will pour out blessings, that there'll be not room enough to receive. He said that he will rebuke the devourer for our sake. So therefore, don't be afraid. Look to Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. You don't have to cry and sob and shed tears because of what you don't see. But if you can have that faith in the Almighty God, see, the Word of God says, and we said this earlier in the broadcast, that He is able, that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. We have to ask ourselves, what are we asking? The Word of God say, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. He said that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved. The Word of God say, it shall be moved. We need to depend upon God. It is not what we see. The enemy will try to bring fear, doubt, and unbelief to your innermost part of your soul and the innermost part of your spirit. The enemy wants you to think that God has forsaken you. He wants you to think that God is not going to bring you out. But even as God brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, God is able to bring you out of whatever it may be that you're going through today. It has so happened as we read in 2 Kings, that fourth chapter, that this woman was in need of a financial blessing. She was in need of saving her son. She was in need that she was able to provide for the household. It was a need that she was able to not only provide for the household, but be able to take care of herself and be sustained. But when we look at God, sometimes we look beyond Him and we don't look to Him. We don't look to Him like He wants us to look to Him. You know, we have our dependence have to be in the Almighty God. Our faith and our confidence have to be in the Almighty God, because He won't leave us and He will not forsake you, no matter how the enemy tried to make it seem. She had only what she could see. But the blessings of God was in her house. The blessing of God was in her home, where that she did not see it. But God made a way when it seemed to be no way. I want you today to know that whatever situation that you are confronting today, whatever you may be going through, it may not be a predator that's knocking on your door. It may be not the person that's calling you on your telephone and say, we demand that you pay us. We're going to take this bill to the credit union, to the credit and against your credit. It may not be that, but it is a desire to have more of Jesus Christ. Whatever it may be, it be that child. It may be that child that's giving problems, and that child that's causing your heart to ache, that child that's causing you to shed tears, that child that's causing you to have lack of sleep. Whatever it may be today, I want you to know that God will provide, and that God will make provision for you, and the Lord will answer your prayer. Well, you may say, Dr. McCoy, I don't know how to pray, and I don't know how to seek the face of God. I heard what you said. I heard you teach and preach about the widow woman that had the oil. But yet, I want to know how to believe God. Just hearing the word of God that you've heard today. The Bible said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you just use what you have heard on this broadcast today, I believe that your faith will go to that next level, that you will go unto God, that you will begin to pray and seek the face of God. The Bible tells us in Matthew, that sixth chapter, God's disciples wanted them to teach them how to pray. And in so, he said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. And that means pray you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So therefore, if we pray, and if we pray earnestly before the Lord, and just in our simple prayer, acknowledging him. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. He said he will direct our path. So pray, first of all, if you're not saved, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, trust God, number one, to come into your life. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the creator of heaven and earth. Trust him to make the difference in your life. Ask him to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart and save you. And when you do that, the Lord Jesus Christ, he will come in. He will save you. He will deliver you. He will make you free. He'll move those weights off of you. He'll cause the fear to be removed from you. The only fear you have is to do the will of the Father, because you know that you want to please him. The natural fear is not of God. But when you begin to love God so much and you begin to trust him, you don't want to do anything else but to serve him and to have confidence in the Almighty God. So learn to pray. Learn to trust God. And when you pray, just wait on God and be of good courage. I believe somebody needs to be encouraged today. I believe that there are many that are going through today that need to be encouraged, that need to know that Jesus Christ is on their side. Yes, you may be a widower. Yes, you may be going through. Yes, you may be left with children, and you don't know what to do. But yet, God, he is God, and he is God all by himself. Don't worry. Be happy, because you know that God is on your side. Let's go before the throne of grace this morning. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, this is the hour of power. God, you have given us, Father God, this broadcast to let them know the power of you, to let them know, God, that you're able, God, to move on their behalf, and to let them know, Father God, that you have all power in your hands. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that their trust and their confidence and their faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, must be in you and not in man. Although, God, he was using Elisha to minister unto this widow woman, Lord, even as you use your ministers of the gospel, even as you use, God, the prophets and the apostles and the teachers, Father God, and the evangelists and the pastors, God, that fivefold ministry, God, to minister to your people. Lord, we pray even now, God, that they would take hold of faith this morning. God, that they can depend upon you. And God, that the provision is not coming from man, but the provision is coming from you. And Elisha cannot take the glory from God, because it was only God that was providing. Because if the oil that the widow had, she said she just had one pot of oil. If God didn't cause that oil to be supernatural and to pour and to pour and to pour and to pour and the more she poured, the more it kept coming out. God did that. But Elisha had the faith and the confidence to believe God. You may be in a hard place this morning, but you need to have the faith and the confidence to believe God for whatever it is. You call it out, get out what you need, and believe God for what you need. And that salvation in God is so easy to receive, the salvation of God, that he will forgive you for your sin, that he will cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. Yes, I was a sinner, but I was saved by the grace of God. Everyone was a sinner, but thank God that he paid the price 2,000 years ago for my sin and your sin. But the word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, you are that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And the Lord Jesus Christ will cast every sin, no matter what you have done, no matter what you say. You may have been a robber. You may have been a liar. You may have been a prostitute. Whatever you may have been, all unrighteousness is sin. Whatever it may have been, God will forgive you for your sin. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, even as I come before you today on this hour of power, Lord, continually, God, to bless the people. Lord, God, have your way in their lives. God, save, deliver them, make them free. Give them that power over power of darkness. Let them know, God, that you are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords. Let them know, Father, in Jesus' name, that you are able, God, to fight every battle. Let them know, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you're able, God, to save them and also to make provision in their lives. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for those that are on our airways today and those that are going to be hearing, God, in the name of Jesus, your word. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to prick their heart, cause them to be chained, cause the anointing, God, to fall upon them. Let them know you, Father God, as that true and the living God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for those, God, in the name of Jesus, that have an earnest and serious desire to know thee, God, today. And Father, thank you for touching their hearts. Thank you for saving them. Thank you for the angels, because the angels in heaven are rejoicing right now because they have given their lives unto you. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We would like to thank you for joining us today on the Hour of Power broadcast. We would like to invite you to come and to join us on Wednesday of next week at 9 a.m. The Hour of Power will be back on the air of teaching and preaching the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God is able to save our souls. So please take the opportunity to join us on Wednesday and Friday of next week. And tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the Breakthrough Broadcast will be on the air. It's a panel of men and women of God that God has chosen to rightly divide the word of truth, to be able to make the word of God plain, to give you insight, to speak in authority as God's mouthpiece and what he is speaking unto the nation. So we're going to be looking forward to you being on with us on tomorrow at 4 o'clock on the Breakthrough Broadcast. And again, on Wednesday and Friday, which will be the Hour of Power. And on Monday at 5 o'clock, will be Crossroad Broadcast. Again, this is licensed professional Christian counselor that will be speaking to you and to your life, will be helping you to get a firm foundation in the Word of God concerning your marriage, and will be also speaking to you so that you will know how to have a happy and a prosperous life as a wife and as a husband. God bless you. This has been Dr. Mary McCoy, the Hour of Power. I would say to you, shalom, and God bless you. Peace be with you today and always.